At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. And a big thanks once again to Hot Take Jake for randomly making a Into the Winklerverse sign and then getting on TV with it at the Brewer game and then kind of going the wrong way behind Sophia. But you did a good job. I didn't know he was going to do that. He said he was making a sign when I talked to him after I was breaking down the roster. And then they made a sign. And so that was very cool. And much appreciated from Jake. Grant Bills is here. Paul Imig is here. Back. How was your August? Who cares? Let's just get into it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So here's what's going on. Here's what's going on, folks.
What you got?
We've got a Micah Parsons situation. Or we've got Packer fans. This is not only my final straw. This is my villain origin story. I've had enough.
If something doesn't happen, or regardless,
nothing's going to happen.
Right, but let's say it officially doesn't.
There, it won't.
Stop! You guys are the worst.
No. So all summer long, I've been pounding my chest that the Lions are going to start 0-3, and that's going to be so fucking awesome when they do, and that all holdouts get resolved. And you see McLaurin, and he's like, meh. And then Hendrickson's like, I know. And then the Bengals are like, we're taking calls. What happened? Hendrickson got a raise. He's still a free agent next year, but he got a raise. And then McLaurin got the deal that he was looking for. So
TJ Watt also got paid. You can throw that one on the pile. Not as strong, but. Still kind of.
Yeah, and James Cook.
Miles Garrett.
Yeah, remember Miles Garrett and TJ and Max Crosby. We've ran through every edge rusher possible for the sake of content.
So it all gets resolved. Okay. The Micah Parsons one is a little different because Jerry Jones, that factor. He did this last summer where he had Dak and CeeDee Lamb, but he staggered. Like, this week's episode is Dak Prescott. And so he staggered it. Now this year there's the Netflix documentary, which, by the way, they paid him $50 million for. Jerry Jones initially bought the Cowboys for $170
million. Jerry got $50 million for that?
It's so good.
They self-produced it, shopped it. ESPN bid on it, Prime bid on it, and Netflix came away with it. By the way, the Netflix all-time number one movie is this K-pop Demon Hunters. Did that reach your house?
No.
My kid's singing My Little Soda Pop all week. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The kid, there's this like cool dude at his summer camp. He's just like a cool dude. Like if you saw him, you'd be like, oh, that's a cool summer camp dude.
Like Joe Jonas and Kid Rock. That was my generation.
So he'll come home and he'll say like, he calls me Crow Chief and Broski. And then we're playing base on the backyard and he hit like a home run and he goes, check, please. Starts running the bases.
That's pretty good.
What the hell? Check, please. Okay. Why did I bring that up?
All holdouts have been resolved.
There you go.
But Micah feels different.
Oh, Netflix.
Jerry Jones, $50 million.
Such a good documentary, by the way. You should watch it. It's awesome.
So then you got like the Rickies of the world, and there's a Reddit firestorm, and there is a lot of smoke to this fire. So essentially, I brought it up last night, and I said, there's this, I just want to let you know. Like, I just want to let you know that Packers fans are really start, like, everyone's cautious, but they're also like, you know, it's like everyone wants to step into the pool, but no one's diving in, but everyone's stepping in, and everyone's like, water's kind of warm. It's actually pretty nice in here. So then everyone else starts to step in. They're still a little cautious because you, I mean, you're still not sure if this is a vat of acid you're walking into or if it is a pool. And so you're cautious, but a lot of Packer fans, you know, smoke, there's fire. I thought Jane Slater, who covers the Cowboys, she was asked what's going on. And she's like, I've been on the phones all day. I don't know if it's storyline fatigue or stonewalling, but there's been some interesting things going on the last few days. I can't make heads or tails of who is playing who and to what end. Spidey senses tell me something's up, but I don't think it's a trade. Now, today, apparently, Micah Parsons wants a second opinion on his back, which can maybe get the injury part, and then he cannot play and still get paid. So this is another wrinkle in this whole thing. And I think that's much more plausible than he's getting traded to the Packers. Now, I believe that the Packers are interested. And I believe they may have called Jerry and said, look, you probably always get it resolved. But if not, we have some assets. We're willing to make this happen, you know, through the back channels. Let Mulligata know. Let Parsons know. And I believe that is something. But I don't think that this is going to be any different. So I've been talking about Micah Parsons eventually will sign with the Cowboys, and there may be a holdout thing and an injury, and it maybe doesn't happen right away, but his next snap of football, I still think will be for the Dallas Cowboys. And we've got a lot of evidence on that, but now you're compounding it with, you've got a lot of evidence about, oh, we thought we were getting Randy Moss. We thought we were getting Marshawn Lynch. We thought we were getting Tony Gonzalez, and all this stuff doesn't happen.
So Odell Beckham felt close a couple years ago, too.
Which one? Like,
Odell Beckham felt kind of close at the a couple years ago.
So we're always hashtag Horvat's little picture, Goody, rom-com.
In the mix. He posted it.
In the mix. And then I stay offline. I'm like, if it's going to happen, I'm not going to get bogged down in every Peter Bukowski tweet, our buddy. If it's going to happen, someone will text me. I'll get a text that says Micah Parsons. And I started getting some text. And they were about what John Kuhn had to say. Where John Kuhn says, Micah freaking Parsons. And John Kuhn is an employee of the Packers. He does their radio broadcast and also the preseason television games, as you know. So everyone's freaking out about that. Then Matt Schneidman shared a text with Kuhn. I mean, I hope he got his permission to do that. That was weird. 1.4 million views on a troll tweet. You should be ashamed of yourself. And John Kuhn's explanation is, I tweeted like 10 times this year. I need a catch up. I have said many times I'm not in the news breaking business. John Kuhn, by the way, doesn't have a blue check mark, will not get paid on this engagement, is simply trolling for the love of the game, which as a Packers employee, look, I don't ever want to see. I think times are, you know, AI and whatever. I'm not going to advocate for someone to not have employment. There's enough people actively that want me to not have employment. So I wouldn't do that. But if I was the Packers, John Kuhn would be getting a tongue lashing of all tongue lashings. And there'd be some sort of unpaid suspension that I would levy down. What's he doing? No one's above the Packers, not even John Kuhn.
What's he getting suspended from?
For I mean, people have been fired for less on Twitter. This guy is an employee of the Packers, stoking the flames on a rumor. I'm even starting to think that there was a done deal, but then Coon ruined it, so then they all had to backtrack.
Alex Lazary 2.0. Oh,
Bogdanovich.
Bogdanovich. Coon just pulled a Lazary. Future Senate candidate, John Coon.
Do you think John Coon would perform better than Alex Lazary in a political race in Wisconsin?
Yeah, way better.
Maybe not know. After this incident.
You can't go like Lazary as well as you can go
Coon. He doesn't tweet often, but he did post a couple of, he memed himself onto Taylor Swift's.
Which is classic. I need to push this tweet. I don't want to delete it.
Timeline pusher. Yep.
But I need to push it down my timeline.
Yep.
I don't want to delete it.
Tried and true.
It's a classic BGW method.
Bart. Gary? Greg. Greg. I knew Greg. Sorry.
Goldberg. Anyway, that's my Gregory. That's my Parsons intro, if anyone has any further comments.
Can I add, both of you, I'm not doing anything last night. I'm bored out of my skull. I had a long day at work yesterday. I just feel it's Tuesday. It's a long week. I just feel beaten down. And I see Ricky tweeting about this. And then I see Kay Adams, and it feels like there's some real... this is interesting. This is entertaining. So I send it to you guys. Oh, you're not really falling for that. Why do you guys follow sports? Especially you, Paul. Why do you follow... Why just check baseball and football reference. That's what you should do all of the time. That's the only thing you're interested in.
I entertained this and am still entertaining this far more than Bart, and I think more than you.
Can't possibly be entertaining it more than me, at least until 6 o'clock tonight. I am the entertainer by Billy Joel until 6. This thing can die at 6:02, but I need it to live until 6 o'clock.
We don't need Micah Parsons rumors forever.
Yeah, we need him right now.
Well, we need it right now.
Greg, I'm going to find your text because I was just met with, you were just wet blanket. Paul, you said, are we actually entertaining this? ? And then Bart, you said, I need out of the Kay Adams business. Like, neither one of you gave me anything.
You're missing.
Well, she posts a thing of Quick Trip. Like, she's the first person. Like, she found the fountain of youth. It's like, we've all been to a fucking Quick Trip.
Honey, do not make plans Saturday, September 13th, okay?
Why? What's happening?
The Walmart wellness event. Flu shots, health screenings, free samples from those brands you like.
All that at Walmart.
We can just walk right in. No appointment needed. Who knew we could cover our health and wellness needs at Walmart?
Check the calendar, Saturday, September 13th.
Walmart wellness event. You knew.
I knew.
Check in on your health at the same place you already shop. Visit Walmart, Saturday, September 13th for our semi-annual wellness event. Flu shot subject to availability and applicable state law. Age restrictions apply. Free samples while supplies last.
Go ahead.
Except for Milwaukee residents.
I'm so glad we're talking today, Grant, because one of those things, right, where it happens via text or nonverbal communication, you misinterpreted it. I was asking you, I swear to God,
That was a genuine. You were genuine there.
Are we seriously entertaining this?
I was like, okay, so are we to the point now that we are entertaining this? Should we, like, is this real?
No. Grant,
who works on a statewide radio network? Bart, who works on a national radio network? Are we to the point now that we are talking about this? My opening question to you guys, if Bart didn't have a spiel, was going to be about what package is too much. There's a package that's too much to trade for Micah Parsons. And we can still do that. So I'm glad you brought this up, Grant. I'm here for it. This is great.
You, that text was, are we actually entertaining this?
That was, this was me in a parking lot saying, whoa, like, is this to the point that we're entertaining this? This is great. It's like the subtext.
That was, I guess that's on me. My nihilistic view of the world applied to you and it shouldn't have. I'm sorry. I was bummed last night. I wanted to get excited and I thought
that was me excited. Like, oh, tell me more.
Would you be more worried about, in a potential trade for Parsons, would you be more worried about the draft picks given up or the contract paid? What would keep you up at night more?
Great question. Neither, because of who the player is.
Ah, so there's probably no price too high for Paul is what I'm hearing.
Like getting Reggie White again. This would be like the Bucks when they got Greg Monroe.
Which, by the way, I wrote an article of how that was the biggest free agent acquisition in Bucks history, which I think it was.
And it was until Brook Lopez, who will probably hold that belt for a while.
Whose number is now being worn by Gary Harris.
Sweet. I don't think there is a realistic, 7 first rounders. Yes, too much. Yeah. Your entire 2026 draft, a la Ricky Williams, too much, right? But anything in the reasonable ballpark is not too much. Do it now, and don't worry about it. I think if I had to pick a lane, as was once a popular big show,
pick a lane.
The lane I would pick here on this option would be, I'd be more worried about the draft picks given up than the contract, but I'm not worried.
Goody's been better at signing free agents than he has been at drafting guys at a high clip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's free agents.
Who's the best player on the Packers offense?
Well, first of all, I mean, Xavier McKinney is one of the best players.
Oh, yeah. Jacobs and McKinney have helped him.
Like,
he's got two really big swings.
Yeah. And there's a lot more swings in the draft, obviously. He's had more plate appearances in the draft than he has free agency, but he's been.
I mean, I got to send my McCole Hardman jersey back to China.
Hey, he's on the practice squad. Check your inbox.
Q commented on my show last night that the release of McCole Hardman and the subsequent neglect of experienced talent at the position would be the final nail in Gutekunst's coffin.
He said a similar thing on my YouTube. That was
I'm like, Q, this is awesome. Like, very funny.
Yeah.
Like, Goody might be cooked in a year or two. I'm not saying he won't, but no one's going to be like, you know what, did it. It's the slopes turn downward when he let McCole Hardman go. And by the way, he's back in the practice.
Unless they make a trade or two, this roster has a max of 11 wins in them, including playoffs. So this team's good?
Teams sound good.
I have a question about this too, but let's wrap the Parsons thing. There is no trade package and subsequent contract, reasonably speaking, too great for Micah Parsons. There's no... Mm-hmm. Say more.
Mm-hmm. I just, to your point, I think, like, the Khalil Mack deal and top edge rusher money, I think he's worth that. Yeah. I don't think there's a world in which he gives up like an unprecedented amount. I think we're operating within a precedented framework, right? So he's going to get top edge rusher money, and he's going to get the haul that's requisite of a player of his age. By the way, this is why I believe this more than Trey Hendrickson or Watt or Crosby. He's younger. He's in his prime, just like Khalil Mack was when the Packers were very in on that. And now I hear from Packers fans all the time, oh, this is unlike the Packers. The Packers would never do this. That's not true.
Xavier McKinney became the top paid safety as a 26-year-old free agent under Brian Gutekunst. Josh Jacobs at age, I think, also 26 when he signed with the Packers. This actually is, again, we've brought up the name Trey Hendrickson in recent months. The three of us have. He's 30, 31, something like that. That would be outside of the norm for Brian Gutekunst. This is not. Now, trading two first-round picks or two future picks plus a recent first, say like Lucas Van Ness, that is unique. But so is Micah Parsons being available being unique. This is not supposed to happen. Again, holdouts have happened across the league. We've just talked about the list of recent names. I do think, and Bart, I did hear your opening. I had to go listen to your opening segment last night.
Had to.
I wanted to hear your
thoughts. I caught it live because I'm a better friend. But go ahead, Paul.
Gold star for you, points for you. I think if that was any other fan base and you were live from Wisconsin, here's Bart. Like, if this was with the Carolina Panthers and Micah Parsons, you still bring it up in hour one.
I wouldn't be as aware of it is the thing.
See,
I don't know what's going on Panthers Twitter.
But if Kay Adams, okay, and other national media folks are stoking the fire, you would see that, and then maybe you wouldn't be as into, like, the Andy Herman and Peter Bukowski's of Panthers universe.
Yeah, I'd probably bring up Parsons at some point, I suppose.
Does every fan base have their own Bukowski? Is there a Bukowski variant in every other
variant?
Teams? Probably.
I don't know.
None who do it as well. Can I also just point out something on Parsons' availability? Because this is something that I've written down to talk about tonight. So they signed Reggie White as a free agent, and they signed Charles Woodson as a free agent. So you look at a situation like this, well, the Packers would never do that. I mean, all their big moves in the past have been signings. I feel like the NFL's gone the way of the NBA a little bit, and that great players don't reach free agency anymore.
Correct.
They demand their money the second they can get it. Teams give it to them, and if they want to go, like, they're traded. This is how it happens now. Of like, high-level players don't hit free agency anymore, which kind of sucks, but also I think it's probably better for player and team. Teams get compensation in return, and the player always has that financial security without ever having to go to the market.
You don't go into NFL free agency and say, we're going to sign a top five quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, even if the Giants, I mean, their front office has been certainly questionable in recent years, they would love a do-over on letting 26-year-old all-pro safety Xavier McKinney walk for nothing. Ooh, yes. They got a compensation pick. Good for you. That's not nothing. But if you would have shopped him at the trade deadline.
You don't even get those to the year after either.
Right. So, like, I think they're actually getting, I think they just got those in this past draft, the 2025 draft, after losing him in the offseason of 2024. And that's not nothing, but you would have got a lot more. First off, you should just want Xavier McKinney on your team. That doesn't make sense that you would let, well, we're not ready to contend yet. Well, but you don't want one of the top three safeties in the league while you rebuild? I guess that's a choice. So the Josh Jacobs one's being a little bit different. But yeah, you're Grant, I was having similar thoughts. You don't have elite players change teams in free agency. You just in the NFL, much like the NBA.
Remember NBA free, like Kevin Durant was available to be signed by any team once upon a time. He visited and we followed along with the like, that's something that happened. Who's the best player to free agency this summer? Like fucking nobody. Gary, I don't even know. I don't know. Yeah. The Brewers just signed Eric Fetty. That sucks.
By the way, you're asking me questions. Fetty.
What is he going to do? Is he going to pitch?
To pitch? Yeah, McGill to the 15-day. Oh, Henderson to the 60.
McGill's hurt?
Yeah.
By the way, they answered the question of the biggest NBA free agent to change team. Miles Turner, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Do you know what Eric Fetty is against the Brewers?
Shit. Actually, no. I think he did okay in his last start. I think they won, but he was better than he should have been.
And his last start against the Brewers, he did not do great. Well, 5 1/3, three.
Yeah. Innings. Like, he didn't suck. What did the Brewers win that game? Like 3-1 or something? Like, it wasn't like a runaway train game.
Eric Fetty is 0-4 against the Brewers with an ERA of 6.14.
Oh,
so this is his third team this year? He's been with the Cardinals and the Braves?
Yeah, and he sucked ass with both. He was so bad with the Cardinals.
Yeah, we're in first place, and I got to start talking about Eric Fetty.
I mean, Grant has to do 6 hours of local radio.
This guy was playing for the NC Dinos 2 years ago, not even in pandemic times.
Aaron Ashby is load-bearing for this team currently. He's starting tonight. Like, he is...
He is?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, not to derail with Brewers, but I can't just let Eric Fetty sit there on my timeline without complaining about it.
No, and I have, gross. I have something else to say as well. Well, first, obviously, Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. There's the code. It's on your Dan Shaney YouTube screen. 25% off every order. There are some Happy Place Hemp seltzers in the wild. Now, the gummies, you got to get from them. You can get the seltzers, but why would you do that? Why would you not get the 25% off is a quarter off the price. Simple math here. I have really been enjoying the seltzers. We're at the 10 level. The 10's good. I would start with the 5. The 10's good. The 10's fun because the 10, you're like, oh, okay. And then you're like, oh. And then even a little later, you're like, Grandpa? Grandpa? So check that out. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off each and every order. So I don't know. I just saw some news. And I don't know when the next time I'm going to be putting on this headset again is. You know... This is one small thing of the amount of things that you can digest throughout the day. And there's a lot of content. But it was just announced that Gilbert Arenas and Skip Bayless are teaming up for a new football show called The Arena Gridiron, featuring Bayless, Arenas, Aqib Talib, and Jay Gruden.
You know, Bart,
why doesn't Skip retire?
He was in the Cowboys documentary. He was pretty good in it.
All right. So I want to ask, are we good on Micah Parsons?
No, I have one more thing to say. High tide lifts all boats. You bring in Micah Parsons into this defense. Suddenly the secondary, which is a concern, Well, they're going to be a little better because they got Micah Parsons flying around. I was breaking down the Packers defense with Ryan Wood.
Recently.
And I'm going through the defense and I'm like, you know, because I always think the Packers defense looks good on paper. And I realized why. Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, Devontae Wyatt, Lucas Van Ness, Quay Walker. These are all first round picks.
Yeah.
We have built a defense, an Edge Cooper second round of, we've built a defense of day one picks.
Yeah.
Nobody's scared of the Packers defense. You bring in Micah Parsons, that changes everything.
Of course.
So I don't think there's any, I don't think I answered that. I don't think there's like two first round picks. I mean, even if they said, well, what's three? They'd have to go the next 3 years. They got a first round pick next year, the year after that. It's not like
three's quite a bit. Two and then a
two
second.
Two first round picks, a second year. And a fifth.
Fifth, well, but also, then you give us a fourth.
And then we get like a seventh back. Yeah. Why do they do that? That shit pisses me off. You see this trade for Thielen?
Yes.
It is like, what are you doing?
It's the answer is because the Vikings didn't have a fourth in 2026. So they had to. I know this is your favorite type of radio / content.
This is a Ryan Russillo-ism where it's like, sometimes I think these GMs, they just want to say, look at all the fucking swaps I got. Like just throwing stuff into the deal constantly.
Also, wasn't Thielen like going to be released? It felt like they gave up a lot to get a guy who was going to be cut.
No, the Panthers, or was they should have like, kept him, honestly.
Yeah. I would assume, I would tie the bow on the Parsons thing like this. I would assume, and Grant, I'm assuming you'll say something similar to not, correct me if I'm wrong, if a trade happened in the 5%, I'm going to say 5% chance that it will, it would presumably be two first-round picks.
Five's too high.
5%'s too high?
Yeah, I'd still put it at zero.
I'm going to put it at five. but it would Van Ness or Gary would go back. Why? Because the Cowboys are at least conversationally a contender or a want-to-be contender. They're not.
You think we trade one of those guys?
The Cowboys would be foolish to not want to get a guy back who can play tomorrow because they're not a 4-13 roster. Like they should finish 9-8, probably worst case scenario with or without Parsons.
I was going to say, I don't know that having Parsons really changes their fortune one way or another.
No, and that's the other, like, they're not good enough to necessarily, well, they're good enough to contend. They're good enough to, if I was a Cowboys fan and I was told, hey, you can get three firsts for Parsons from the Packers, or you can get two firsts and Lucas Van Ness, or two firsts and Rashawn Gary. Like, I would, you know, Grant is making a face for those of you listening. But even though the first is a wild card, if I'm the Cowboys, I would still want a player back who plays that position, who could step in and play for me tomorrow. And maybe even start if I'm, you know, Gary would obviously start for the Cowboys. Van Ness, I don't know, maybe. But that would be two picks and a player would be my guess. And that's obviously plus the $45 million per year contract that's been discussed online. Do it, obviously. Obviously do it. Is that too much? No, it's not too much.
No, do it.
Micah Parsons, do it. Real quick, because Bart, this was one of your go-to topics a couple months ago, and you might have seen this from Bleacher Report. Bill Belichick and his girlfriend Jordan Hudson have filed a trademark for the term gold digger.
How is that not trademarked already?
Well, I think because it's like, so here, with the intention of using it to create a line of jewelry and gold chains. So I think you can say like when a wrestler does a trademark, they're doing it for usage in the world of professional entertainment, like not all things. They also filed the trademark for Chapel Bill, Bellustrator, Trail of Salty Tears, No Days
Trail
Off.
Of Salty Tears?
Trail of Salty Tears.
Jeez.
No Days Off, and The Belichick Way.
Trail of Salty Tears is like one degree of badness worse than like Ballacost. Like if a coach was named, like last name was Ball, like you can't make a play on Trail of Tears. That seems bad.
The fact that, and we've beat this to death, but you can't, this has to be like Bill Belichick, fine. Like, you know, he's old and she's young and whatever, man. But like, this is such an embarrassing way to go out. You just have like someone who he loves, who he trusts, it's been fun, but like, you can't have a line of jewelry like Chapel Bill, the gold digger line. You got to get out. You guys got to, Bill.
So they're not really together. They're just, this is a business thing.
For her, it certainly seems to be.
How do you be with a girl that is this young? And then everyone's saying she's just with him for the fame and money and then play into it.
The question is when will Bill find out that these trademarks were filed? Because he may not know right now. Like Bart, you've speculated about how
I think
like
Bill's a lot more into it than he's. I think the snap face comment and all that kind of shit. All these guys, like Mike McDaniel today was like on Dan Patrick. Patrick goes, "What do you think of Kelce and Swift?" He's like, "I'm finding out right now." The fuck you are. It's all an image. I think it's all an image.
Having said that, when she would post, Jordan Hudson would post those pictures and at the kitchen table or whatever, and Bill's clearly not looking or aware.
I don't believe it. Because if the opposite's true, she's taking advantage of an elderly man and she should be in prison.
I mean, I don't know which part, I don't know about the second part, but she is taking advantage of an elderly man. Like, doesn't mean he's not, I don't know, getting his own part of this.
Oh, so he can look after himself in the bedroom, but not in every other arena of life? That seems like an unfair,
I don't know,
standard.
It's all weird.
I just don't think that, I don't care how old I am. Oh, well, my girlfriend's 25. I don't think that's worth all of the rest.
It's. I mean, I can't relate to being 76, but it's not. It's just not. This is. And by the way, the best thing about this news happening today, Bart, is this is at least one segment for you tonight.
I probably wasn't going to talk about it.
Now you are. Yes.
Have you talked about Roger's marriage? Got a dog, a house, white picket fence.
Yeah, all that John Mellencamp's on. No, I don't want to talk about Belichick.
But honestly, you
I'd
and Pablo
talk about the MLB having 8 game teams off on Labor Day.
You and Pablo Torre are the only two people who I want to hear from on this topic. Pablo, from a reporting perspective, and you, because 2 months ago you had some great segments on Belichick. You did.
Do you guys have large age gaps with your significant others? Or are you relatively close?
6 months. Bart's is like 5 years, 4 years.
There's a larger gap than I was excited about, but it doesn't feel like it's there.
You with a cougar, or you up in the cradle?
She is my elder.
Nice.
You can't say that.
I can't say that, or he can't say that.
Bart can't. Rephrase that, Bart.
Tim.
She was birthed on this planet prior to my parents being married.
She's 75.
Yeah, exactly.
She's Bill Belichick's ex-wife. She's the lady in Titanic.
Okay. All right, I'm going to ask you, I got to go in like 6 minutes. Sorry.
I do as well. That's just fine.
Should we stick on Packers?
Bart's got to get his wife to the early bird special. The diner down the street.
3 o'clock.
Starting momentarily.
We got to eat. Fond du Lac closing Shriners changed our whole schedule.
I don't even know what restaurant it is, but I mean, it's called Shriners. It just all makes perfect sense. I can picture it.
Anytime I say I'm from Fond du Lac, they're like, you ever been to Shriners? Because it's off the highway and it's just like where old people go and like have a cup of coffee and then talk for 7 hours. But then they tore it down. So there's an intersection in Fond du Lac where, so like this side would be where the mall was, which is now torn down. This side is like a Verizon or some outlet mall. This side has been a Quick Trip for 25 years. This is a highway intersection. And this is where Shriners was. And now it's also a Quick Trip. So we've got a little, you know, interstate Ohio can't cross the road, but there's a travel over here. There's a travel over here. Fond du Lac does that with Quick Trip. Meanwhile, it takes me 25 minutes to drive to one in Shorewood.
Mm. Let's stick on Packers. I'm gonna no sell it, Grant.
Sometimes he needs that. Yes, go to the Packers thing.
we'll save Brewers high level stuff for next week. The word to best describe, let me start with this. Every fan base has that August optimism, right? Most, maybe not if you're the Saints, but most fan bases probably have a high level of optimism in August. The word to best describe your Packers optimism is high. A lot. Significant. These are all words that you would use to describe your level of
Packers optimism. No, I'm optimistic on the Packers. I'll take them to win the North.
Okay.
But I feel like we're in for the same thing we're always in for. We're gonna what? We're not gonna be the one seed. So then we're gonna play a game and win, and then we're gonna play the second round and lose. Or we'll win that game and then we lose the NFC Championship game. I don't know. I did put $50 on them to win the Super Bowl. So that's exciting news.
Nice.
But I do think they're going to not smoke, but let's say tame the Lions week one.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
But I think there's not even like pressure, like come on pressure. There's just like this fucking shit again.
You're already beat down?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe in Matt LaFleur. I just don't. Sorry.
Okay. Grant, the words to the type of words perhaps to describe your Packers optimism would be words like a lot, high, significant, or
And here's why I've settled on this take over the last week. I've come to settle. I'm sitting on it and I'm quite comfortable. I think last year we expected a little bit too much. A little bit too soon. I think last year, maybe the hype was too much. I think this year, locally, I think the hype is, I don't think there's enough. I think we're underestimating. I think we're aiming too low. Yeah. So I think last year too much, this year too little. I mean, listen to national football guys. Everyone likes the Packers a lot. Like I had Kevin Clark
on
the show.
I'm having a hard time liking the, because I'm national. I'm having a hard time liking the Packers a lot because I feel like it's coming off like, to cheesehead.
Sure. Sure.
But I like the Packers. I'm not high on the Lions. I think the Bears win 8 games. I think the Vikings are going to stumble a little bit.
Then what are we talking about? Then the Packers are going to win the division.
And then do what?
Why are
I don't know.
Paul has malfunctioned.
Is the voice fine? I just turned off the camera.
Yeah, your voice.
The voice is good. The camera is either broken or it's time we finally reveal that you are just an AI program.
Correct.
Who do you think they're going to lose to? The Rams, the Eagles, the Commanders?
That was such a soft correct.
Correct. That
was very good.
Correct. Oh, me or... Or robot, PPP.
Either. You just seem like that. You just think they're going to win the division this year and then get rolled in the postseason right away. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. They're going to go lose. I don't know, Tampa Bay.
You are officially the fan from Major League.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for the season to start.
But then they'll blow in the playoffs.
Well, they always do.
Until they don't.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, Paul. You can't win in the playoffs till you do. You're not a big game
coach. I feel like the Brewers go deeper than the Packers.
Well, not if Trevor McGill's done for the year.
Done for the year?
Well, he's got a flexor strain.
Ugh.
Jeff Passan tweeting this. Tough blow for Milwaukee. Closer Trevor McGill's on the injured list with a flexor strain. While the Brewers bullpen up this bountiful, flexor strains, even low grade, can take time to heal, putting into question McGill's availability for the postseason.
Oh, goodness. On that note, let's do it again soon.
All right.
Let's.
Paul, bye, friends.
Go hibernate for 7 days and come on back to us.
Power down, Paul. Nope. There he goes.
That was weird. 2 minutes on Brewers.
Sure.
I don't like this news.
I, I hate more the fact that Eric Fetty's on this team than the fact that Trevor McGill is hurt.
I can already see the headlines. Fed up. Fetty blows ninth inning lead.
Fed up.
Yep. Ashes to Ashby. Brewers cooked in NLDS.
We should be so lucky.
Murphy's Law.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
They need Churio back badly. They need their starters to go a little bit deeper than they have.
Trail of salty tears.
That's bad, right? That's really bad. I also don't know what it's referencing.
I was trying to think of another one, but I couldn't on the spot. Of like any manager. Because then I was thinking of different catastrophes and I didn't want it to be too soon. And then I couldn't think of funny enough names.
That's why I went with Ballacost, but it didn't really apply.
Like Jerry Ball, the former Lions nose tackle. Fetty. Fetty. Eric Fetty.
We can do this off air. This podcast is coming to a really strong close.
I don't think I'm even going to post it.
It's not too late. We could stop now.
I just don't want any... I don't want this Eric Fetty thing to be real, so I don't want to put this out there.
It's real as soon as this podcast ends. That's the frustrating part.
All right. Well, good to see you.
Good to see you as well. I missed you both. I recently added my inclusion in this podcast into my Twitter header, which for some reason makes it feel a little... You know what I mean?
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not the header picture, but like the bio, I should say. The bio.
The Winklerverse. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. You dirty dog. You're almost at the 6,000 followers.
I don't get enough followers. I get a lot of likes. I don't get a lot of love. That's my problem.
Yeah. That is a problem. All right. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. We'll do it again soon.
And thank you all, as always, for stopping into the Winklerverse.